Hey, I wanted to throw this in real quick. I saw this note, and you know, as much as there's talk of what's happening in the automotive industry, especially like getting factories up and running again, producing.
Right.
You know, automobiles, you know, how that's going to happen and when.
So as I can work it out with the UAW.
I got a note from Tesla, and just a little online blurb I saw, and I was interested because it says that Tesla is rolling out a new feature of its partially automated driving system. This new feature is designed to spot stop signs and traffic signals, so the automobile itself would stop on that demand.
Now, on a self-driving vehicle, I would have thought that's one of the first things that car could do, that they're rolling it out now.
Thank you very much. That's the same thing I thought.
I've got a voice report on that. I probably won't get in this morning unless I pull it up now.
Okay, but that's what fascinated me, because I'm thinking that would be the first thing you'd want the vehicle to stop.
Yeah.
But it says here, it reads this way, it says the update of the electric car company's cruise control and auto steer systems is a step toward the pledge to convert cars to fully self-driving vehicles later this year.
I don't know if this will say anything more than what you've just said, but here's the report.
Oh, let's hear it, please. Yeah.
Tesla says it's rolling out an update to its partially automated driving system that's designed to recognize stop signs and traffic signals. Tesla calls the system Traffic Aware Cruise Control or Auto Steer. The system will notify the driver of its intent to slow down and stop, and drivers must push the gear selector down and press the accelerator pedal to confirm it's safe to proceed. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said in a statement Monday, the agency will closely monitor the performance of this technology. I'm Mike Gracia.
Yeah, I bet they will. And so, and so will people who get into a Tesla.
That makes me wonder, you know, if it's finally getting around to that now. And here they've had these cars on the roads.
I know, they've already. Yeah. What's been going on? I thought these cars were already stopping themselves. Because there's, there's that confusion. And I confuse it myself. You know, automated driving and driver assist.
Right.
You know, where you actually still have to have, because it sounds like you still have to have a person behind the wheel, because if the car does come to a stop, then something has to be engaged to make it go again, at least according to the report that you just had there. But your reaction was the same one I had. Wouldn't that be the first?
Yeah, one would think.
What do I know?
Of course, what they really have to come up with is, how do you watch out for the other guy that runs through the red?
You're
starting to press down on the brake, and then they step on the accelerator to go. And we see it all the time, people running reds around here.
And maybe that's it, yeah. Stopping for the stop sign or the traffic light is one thing. You want to stop for that, too.
Do you watch out for the other guy?
Anyway, for all the things that are going on, this one kind of just snuck up on me. I didn't even know Tesla was still doing this stuff, but like, wow, okay. Oh, I'm glad you had that perspective, too. 6:49 is the time on your Morning Team show. Well, we'll put up a link on this story, too, on our Morning Team page in case you want to check it out for yourself and maybe get a little bit more of your own personal reaction to it.